insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with deeper understanding of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
We're discussing verse 83, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing Bani Israel, talks about the commandments that He has taken the pledge from Bani Israel to act according to these commandments. We said that in a previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about this pledge, but He did not mention what those commandments actually were. It was only mentioned that a pledge was taken from Bani Israel to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse, the commandments are actually mentioned. We went over most of them. The last one that we discussed, and it was a very interesting one, was وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and speak kindly to people. I would like to remind again that these commandments are not one of those or some of those particular laws or the laws that applied only to Bani Israel. These are those general guidelines that we see and we find in all religions. And so they help us understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us as well. So in that last statement that I just read from the verse, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and speak kindly to the people, we explain that it says to all people, no matter what their religion, what their faith is, we should be kind to such people. Now, I need to mention this, that this general law, of course, it has some exceptions. We don't want to say that we are supposed to treat everybody, no matter what they say, what they do, what they believe. At all times, we should treat them very nice. Don't say anything that would disrespect them. Don't say anything that would make them upset. And, you know, give them good treatment at all times, no matter what. No, that is not the case. Even you know, let alone the people that don't believe in the religion and disbelieve or actually are enemies of the religion, let alone them, even from the Muslims and the mu'mineen. If an individual commits a sin, disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that point, if it requires me to speak in strong words to keep them from committing that sin, then I've got to do that. All right? And I would like to remind a point that I've mentioned on numerous occasions in these programs as well, that we cannot take one statement in the Holy Quran or in the Ahadith and just generalize and say, this is the only principle that I'm going to be practicing, okay? And interestingly, in the following verse, there is, or in the verse that follows that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this point, that we're supposed to take all of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and act according to them. So I just wanted to remind the listeners that there are cases that we are not supposed to actually, at that particular instance, be nice to the person. If they are disobeying Allah's law in front of me, then I'm not supposed to be very nice to them at that point. If it requires me to use strong words to keep them from doing that, or if it requires me to leave their house, and they will be upset if I leave their house, they will consider that a disrespect, well, then so be it. I cannot stay in that environment that Allah's laws are openly being disobeyed. Let alone those who disbelieve in God or were enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and God forbid they draw cartoons of the Holy Prophet making fun of him and calling him very impolite names, or writing books against him and writing novels saying using the pretext of freedom of speech, that I can say whatever I want and I can dilute the historical points and start making my own fairy tale about the Prophet's life and start saying things about God forbid the Prophet being around women or things like that. Al-Ayyadu Billah, we seek refuge to Allah from these things. All right, if people are like that, then obviously our treatment is going to be different. This is a general principle. It has its exceptions. I just wanted to remind the listeners of that. We shouldn't take this and say, okay, well, everybody, I've got to treat everybody at all times great and all that. Well, that's not what the verse is trying to say. As a general principle, we're supposed to be kind to all people. In some instances, for some people, we are not supposed to practice that. The next commandment that is mentioned is وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. These two always, or in many, many, many different cases, come together. That one, the commandment comes from Bani Israel. This is addressed to Bani Israel to maintain the prayer and to give zakat. Now, in the verses in some of the other surahs, or maybe even in this surah, that describe and talk about prayer and the importance of it, and there's more description of that, I will get to, inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to give more explanation regarding prayer itself and also charity. What I want to say at this point is to remind the listeners that this principle of praying, okay, which is the essence of it, all right, the essence of it is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a commandment that is one of the general guidelines in all divine religions. All people, from the beginning, one of the first commandments is connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On earth, in our day-to-day lives, we become attached and involved with the worldly environment that we have around us. We're dealing with material substances, materialistic things. We're dealing with obtaining money and, you know, working with these physical and tangible things, and that causes us to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we don't be careful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that we've got to remember Him, and that is salat, okay, prayer. And also zakat, which is in the same, in the same line of giving some of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us to remind us that this is Allah's, to remind us that this is not something that's going to be there forever, to remind us of these points so we don't get attached again to this life. Now, this is addressed to Bani Israel. Did they used to pray the way we're praying? Did they used to give charity? Did they have to give charity the same way we do? No, that's not the case. But this is the point that I was saying. The general principle is what exists in the other religions and in this religion. The general principle is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the appearance of that, how that is, the practical application of that remembrance, for example, in the issue of prayer, and also the amount of charity that's given, could differ from one religion to the other, and that doesn't change the essence. All right, and that is what, inshallah, later on in this same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to us and explains to us the issue of the changing of the qibla, and a very interesting point is mentioned regarding that. So, in all religions, as a general principle, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis to remember Him, and also in giving charity, is mentioned. So, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these commandments that He has taken the oath and the pledge from the children of Israel from Bani Israel to practice, from the Jews to practice these things, He says, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. We took the pledge, you accepted it, you did take the pledge, and He said that we will, but when it came time to practice, He says, you turned away except a few of you. and you were disregardful. وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. We have to get back to what was being explained in these series of verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing Bani Israel is reminding them of different things. That's why it starts with وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا, and when. Okay, in other words, to remember this again. This is another story. The pledge was taken from Bani Israel, yet when practice time came, except for a small number, which we have to emphasize that there were a small number that did practice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to do, but except for those, the majority turned away. They did not practice that. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is condemning them and reminding the people in Medina or around Medina about what they have in their history, what they've done, to remind them and to say that it is time, you should change, you should make that change, you should come and accept the religion and accept. Again, you have this opportunity, you have this prophet that is bringing you the new message, you should accept and believe in that. Inshallah, we hope to explain the following verses in another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya sattar al-uyub, ya ghaffar al-dhunub, ya sattar al-uyub, ya ghaffar al-dhunub, ya allam al-ghuyub, ya kashaf al-kurub, ya dafi' al-khutub, ya jabir al-ma'tuf, يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا